saw dim a fire glow. You pour me wine and overflow. I lift my cup, we're on our way. My lips begin to sing your praise. Blessed are you, who separates the holy from the dark. Oh, blessed are you, who separates the holy from the dark. Separates the holy from the dark. Oh, Baruch atah Hashem, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol. You separate the holy from the dark. Fan the ashes and behold the spark. The seventh day from the 6 days of creation. Reality from imagination. Oh, blessed are you. Separate the holy from the dark. Separates the holy from the dark. Fruits all from the vine. I smell spices of all kind. I rub these stones and behold a flame. Until next time, I will remember your name. From the vein, holy from mundane, I will remember your name.
Good Vachon Shavua Tov, everybody. This is Executive Assistant Avrami, and you are tuned into another edition of Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com. That, of course, was Moshe Hecht off of his debut album with Hamavdil, and we had the Kol Noar Boys Choir with Birkas Avdallah starting us off as we do every week here at Saturday Night Siegel. This week is a special week here at Saturday Night Siegel. We will actually only be doing 1 hour from now till 11 p.m. Because Nachum Siegel will be on the stream after that. That's right. Nachum is sitting in for Dov Hyken on the Dov Hyken show tonight from 11 to 12. And that will be presented on the stream here following Saturday Night Siegel. So stay tuned for that. And we, of course, always welcome Nachum on the stream. And it should be a really great show about politics, etc. And I'll be tuning in, so hopefully you will as well. So we're going to condense the show tonight, maybe do a little bit of Divrei Torah somewhere in the 10:30 area. And lots of great tunes, both new and old, to enjoy as we go from the holiness of Shabbos down to the mundane regular schedule of our regular routine during the week, and hopefully this making it a little bit less of a difficult blow as we are hanging out with friends or cleaning up from after Shabbos. And hopefully everyone had a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. I know I did, Baruch Hashem, with our great neighbors that we have down here in Baltimore. Always a wonderful time, and it was a bit rainy, obviously, as many of the people here, the listeners on the East Coast, experienced. Parshas Noach, I guess, goes hand in hand with a little bit of rain, so we get a little bit of a taste of what was going on back then. But thankfully, this Shabbos, we only had a little bit of a taste. We're going to go back to the music now with something new off of Benny Friedman's latest CD, Yesh Tikva, a track entitled Ma Le'ani, and you are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com.
אתם קדושים, אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם מלא מלא אני עליכם, מלא 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 אני כאילו קידשתם עושים, מלא 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 אני מלא אני עליכם, מלא 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 אני כאילו קידשתם עושים, מלא 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 אני. אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם מלא מלא אני עליכם, מלא 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 אני כאילו קידשתם עושים, מלא 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 אני. אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם קדושים, אם אתם מלא מלא אני עליכם, מלא 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 אני כאילו קידשתם עושים, מלא 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 אני, מלא מלא אני עליכם.
מלא 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 אני, מלא 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 אני, כאילו קידשתם עושים, מלא 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 אני. try to reach beyond the sky. Sometimes we fall so deep, and we got so hard to climb.
I get a glimpse of its beauty. the ways of pleasantness and all its bands of peace. Jachel dachinam v'chol nesivai se'ashalayim. Jachel dachinam v'chol nesivai se'ashalayim. Na 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 la 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 la. So as we go on this journey that our fathers walked before us, as we go on this journey in search of the ancient wisdom, its ways and ways of pleasantness and all its paths of peace. Jachel dachinam v'chol nesivai se'ashalayim. Avram Avinu, ay 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 ay, ish chesed. Yitzchak Avinu, nezar bikura. Yaakov Avinu, ma ma ma, v'il tiferet. Ay Moshe Rabbeinu.
Chaim David with Seven Shepherds in honor of the introduction of the first shepherd that's listed in this the end of this week's Parsha that we just had. Avram, who becomes Abraham Avinu, is introduced and will be the focal point of this coming week's Parsha. And of course, after that is Yitzhak and Yaakov, etc., etc. And it's really just the second half of that. The first half of that song is nice too, but the second half of that song is probably one of my favorite Jewish songs or Jewish musical pieces out there. So I feel it's good to play that and share that. Before that, we had Prophets and Blues off of their Oral Law EP with a song entitled Angel's Feet. And we had Benny Friedman with a song off of his latest album, Yesh Tikvah, with a song entitled Ma'ale Ani. And this is Executive Assistant Avrami. You are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com. It's about 10:30 on the East Coast. Hope everyone had a wonderful Shabbos and was able to stay dry. And we're only going to be going for an hour tonight, as I had mentioned earlier, as Nachum Siegel will be hosting the Dov Hyken Show tonight, and that will be on the stream here from 11 p.m. until midnight, so stay tuned for that. And I think he might be doing it again next week, but I'm not sure. So if he is doing it again next week, then once again we'll have an hour-long show, and if not, then we'll go back to our regularly scheduled two-hour program here at NachumSiegel.com. There's a couple of new programs that have been added to the Nachum Siegel Network roster as of this week. I don't know if the new schedule has been posted yet, but the first program of the Thursday night lineup, the new program, aired this week, entitled Spin Class with Michael Fragan. And I had a chance to work with Michael this week, and it was a really good, really fun experience, and the show was good. And it's all about, right now it's focusing on, it focused on the political debate this week, and just the election coming up in general, and I'm assuming that that will be the focus for the next bunch of weeks until the election is done, because it is a politically centered show. So, and we have a page up for him here at NachumSiegel.com. You can check out in the archives. It's available, and we have here, it's under Spin Class with Michael Fragan. I keep thinking Spin Cycle, but it's Spin Class, and there's a whole bio on him and how involved he has been in politics for the past bunch of years, and how he is someone who is, just, I guess, very good to listen to when discussing this kind of thing. And the first show is up that aired this past Thursday, and I believe there's another show that's going to be coming up. With Rivka Abbey is going to be starting one of these weeks, entitled Teen Spirit. And Nachum had her on recently to discuss that and to discuss a mission to Washington that she led this past week for students. So as we mentioned each week, I mean, there's more and more programming being added all the time to the stream. So stay tuned and get our weekly newsletter by signing up here at the site, and you'll find out what's coming up new in the radio and internet world of the Nachum Siegel Network. We're going to go back to the music now with something great from Ohad off of his latest CD, and the song is entitled Malchuscha, and you are, or Malchutcha, depending on how you wish to say it. And you are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com.
סחור, מלכו סחור, מלכו סחור, אוי לונים, וממשר תכו בכל דוי ודוי. מלכו סחור, מלכו סחור, מלכו סחור, אוי לונים, וממשר תכו בכל דוי ודוי. מלכו סחור, מלכו סחור, מלכו סחור, אוי לונים, וממשר תכו בכל דוי ודוי. מלכו סחור, מלכו סחור, מלכו סחור, אוי לונים, וממשר תכו בכל דוי ודוי.
This is Nahum Siegel. You're listening to Saturday Night Siegel on the great live stream at NahumSiegel.com.
Aha, Urevonim Levonecho, Sholoi Ma Yisroel, Oy Sholoi Ma Yisroel. Urevonim Levonecho, Sholoi Ma Yisroel, Urevonim Levonecho,
Urevonim Levonecho,
Urevonim Levonecho, Sholoi Ma Yisroel, Oy Sholoi Ma Yisroel. Av Yisroel Sholoi, Ma Yisroel Sholoi.
Show
annoying,
he is going to
respond,
shalom al Yisrael. Oy shalom shalom al Yisrael.
And that was something we'd like to call progressive by a band entitled Teva. That's right, a song called Responsibility. And we had Michal Brzezinski with Al Yisrael Shalom and Ohad with Malchuscha in that great set of Jewish music. It is now 10:42 on the East Coast here of these United States. Shavua Tov and Gudvach, everybody. This is Executive Assistant Avrami. And now, it's a little bit early, I guess, because the show is almost over. We're only doing an hour tonight. We could do a little bit of Divrei Torah about the Parsha, the upcoming Parsha of Lech Lecha, written by, submitted by Rabbi Joshua Hoffman. And he says, as this week's Parsha begins, as Lech Lecha begins, Hashem tells Avram to leave his home and go to an undisclosed land. It says, go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house, to the land that I will show you. Rashi writes that the reason Hashem did not disclose the identity of the land Avram was headed for was to endear it to him and to give him the reward for each statement. In a similar way, continues Rashi, when Hashem told Avram to bind Yitzchak and offer him as a sacrifice, he did not simply say, take your son Yitzchak. Rather, he said, please take your son, your only one, the one whom you love, in order to endear Yitzchak to him and thereby give him reward for each word. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, in his super commentary to Rashi, extrapolates and says that in regard to the land as well, each adjective used to describe the land made it more dear to Avraham, thereby making it harder for him to leave and giving him greater reward for doing so. Rabbi Henoch Leibowitz, in his Chedushei Leiv to our Parsha, asks why it was in fact necessary for Hashem to remind Avram of the precise identity and character of the land he was leaving. Didn't Avram realize all of these things? He answers that although it was true that Avram knew its identity and had natural feelings for his home where he grew up, Hashem wanted to make sure that those natural feelings should be aroused and that Avram leave his home with those natural thoughts in mind. Hashem did not want Avram to suppress his natural feelings, but to experience them and nevertheless carry out his command and leave his beloved home. Hashem understood that despite Avram's rejection of the idolatry that was a part of his father's home, still, as a normal human being, he retained deep within himself feelings for that home. He did not want Avram to be a robot and ignore these feelings, but rather bring them out and still, out of his greater love for God, leave that home for a new undisclosed one. Rabbi Leibowitz goes on to cite the great student of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Simcha Zissel Ziv, the altar, literally the old man, or more loosely the sage of Kelm, as saying that in general Hashem does not want man to suppress his natural feelings, wants and desires in serving him. Hashem would not have created a human being that would have been in that case. Like, Hashem does not want robots. Man was created with these feelings for a purpose, which is to use them in the service of God. I believe that it is precisely in regard to Avraham that this idea needed to be brought out. Avraham was the paradigm of chesed, of kindness. In order to perform acts of kindness towards others, it is necessary to appreciate the mindset, the feelings, and the needs of that person. If one suppresses his own natural feelings, he will not be able to relate to the feelings and needs of others. For this reason, in fact, the Rambam in his commentary to the Mishnah writes that an old man should not serve as a judge on the Sanhedrin. Because of his elderly state, writes the Rambam, he cannot fully empathize with the needs of others and therefore cannot judge cases properly. When we deal with the needs of another person and try to treat him kindly, we need to enter into his thought pattern, to feel his pain and his needs. If we act like robots in general and never express or realize our own feelings and needs, we will certainly not be able to understand how someone else feels. Avraham, then, was now embarking on his journey to his new home, where he was destined to become the supreme model of kindness for his people and for the world. By performing these acts of kindness, he was reflecting the kindness of God, and thereby teaching people to follow in God's ways. In performing these acts in a proper way, Avram needed to be in touch with his natural feelings and at the same time use those feelings to serve Hashem. It was for this reason that Rabbi Hoffman believes that specifically in relation to Avraham, the Torah teaches us the need to bring out and utilize our natural feelings. So thank you, Rabbi Joshua Hoffman. That and other Divrei Torah can be found on our website in the Divrei Torah section each week. Towards the end of the week, we put up a new set of Divrei Torah for the portion of the week, and it stays on for a few days into the next week, and then we put a new one. So not only do you get music and news and other things when you come to the site, but you can get Divrei Torah to read for yourself or to print out and share with others. And in the spirit of Lech Lecha and looking forward to next Shabbos and the upcoming Parsha, we have a song entitled Lech Lecha by the Diaspora Yeshiva Band. And you are tuned into Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com.
toir doy khit doy khit har be khoyshe meat oir meat toir doy khit doy khit har be khoyshe meat oir meat toir doy khit doy khit har be khoyshe a little bit of light just a little bit of light doy khit doy khit A little bit of light, just a little bit of light. Doi ge doi ge harbe choyshe. A little bit of light, just a little bit of light. Doi ge harbe choyshe. A little bit of light, just a little bit of light. Doi ge doi ge harbe choyshe. A little bit of light, a little bit of light. Doiche, doiche, har bechoyche. Meat, oir meat doir. Doiche, 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 har bechoyche. Oh, a little bit of light, a bit of light. Doiche, doiche, har bechoyche. A little bit of light, just a little. Doiche, doiche, harbe choyshe. A little bit of light, just a little bit of light. Doiche, doiche, harbe choyshe. A little bit of light, just a little bit of light. Doiche, doiche, harbe choyshe. A little bit of light, just a little bit of light. Doiche, doiche. You don't chase away with a stick. No, 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 that won't do. Let in the light just a little bit, and you'll see the darkness go. No, darkness, you don't chase away with a stick. No, 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 that won't do. Oh, let in the light just a
That's Avram Fried off of his Climbing Higher CD with Light, and we have the Diaspora Yeshiva Band with Lech Lecha in honor of this coming week's Torah portion as we are ending the Shabbos of Noach. And I guess if you haven't finished your Mavarin the Sedra, going over the Parsha with the verses and the Unkelus the Targum explanation on the side, you still got, I think, till Tuesday. But still, we can look forward to the next week and the next step, the next chapter in the evolution of the Jewish people. And yeah, I would like to remind everybody to stay tuned, because in just about 5 minutes, Nachum Siegel is going to be on the stream here, sitting in for Dov Hyken on the Dov Hyken Show from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. That's That's right, my faithful listeners. We know when we hear Live Tahor Shalom, it's time for us to be signing off. Hope everyone enjoyed the song selections in this abbreviated version of Saturday Night Siegel here on the stream at NachumSiegel.com. And hope everyone will tune in tomorrow morning. That's right, Matas Weingast hosting JM Sunday from 7 to 9. I believe that Matas will be doing doing his Siyum tomorrow for Masechtas Brachos. So hopefully everyone will tune in and enjoy that. Lots of special guests, a great celebration. And Kol HaKavod to Matas for this great achievement. And following JM Sunday, there's going to be a replay of all the great programming that took place this past week for the Nachum Siegel Network, including this show, including Saturday Night Siegel, but also That's Life with Miriam Awalek, Something to Talk About with Randy Wartelski, etc., etc. So check out the full schedule and stay tuned in from 7 all the way till 3 in the afternoon is going to be programming, and then it goes to Nachum's great music mix. So I'd like to wish everybody a good Vach, a Shavua Tov, and all the best in this coming week. And stay tuned for Nachum coming up in just a few minutes here on the stream. This is Executive Assistant Avrumi wishing everybody guten Tamen, as my grandfather would say. Take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Shalom, 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 sh